Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical.
Away we go. We'll get the phone calls in on the Lions and the Tigers. You can call about either team today. We know it's an exciting time. Both teams played yesterday, a little double dip. The Lions win the first game on the road. They're cruising to a victory. It's what they do. It's who they are. And we've made the case they're the best team in the NFC. You can fight about it. You can talk about what stood out. The shock in being 4-1, given what was staring this team in the face when the year began. With the Tigers. 1-1, split over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. They now have home field advantage.
They do. They'll play the next two at Detroit.
Mm-hmm. And if they win them both, they move on to the ALCS.
You save Tarek Skubal for the next round.
And I think the question coming out of the weekend is, do you feel good about it?
I thought they'd split. I did.
Yeah. And so they did. So you must feel good.
But I don't. But I don't. And I wish I felt better. John, they had three extra base hits and struck out 26 times. They did not carry over any offensive momentum from the end of the Cleveland series. In fact, they continue to be a team that makes it very hard on themselves.
Right, but if you're looking at one inning from the last 3 weeks, then yeah, you're going to feel bad because that one inning doesn't fix everything. All it did was mean that they get a chance to play a new series. And now in that new series, they go on the road, they have a rookie pitcher, Troy Melton, throw four really good innings. And then they go through their entire bullpen and come away with a hard-fought, earned victory. Yeah, they lose a Skubal start because they can't hit enough.
I know.
So they come home 1-1 in a series where it are, and I asked you this question last week, are the Mariners a better team than the Guardians?
Yes.
So to be able to come back 1-1 and have home field advantage must make you feel pretty good.
You would think. John, they have the lowest slugging percentage of any team left in the playoffs. The only team worse was the Cincinnati Reds.
Play a little game with John quick. Guess what their OPS is.
Through the playoffs?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's right around 450.
Terrible. That was Javi last year.
Yeah. No, I mean, because I over-exaggerate a little bit because I know it's not great.
545.
Okay, so I'm not that far off.
That is horrible. So
it's horrible. You're right, but they're 1-1.
When you couple, but you got to forecast ahead.
They're giving themselves a chance.
They have a ton of chances. The problem is they have to string together hits, and when you strike out this often and you don't hit doubles, triples, and homers, you make it really tough to win. So
if they win the series, are you going to be the current Lions fan and say, well, I mean, it's the Mariners in the postseason. They don't win postseason. Don't do it. You're doing it to yourself.
Winning is good. Splitting is good. I'm asking, how do you feel about the future? The game's upcoming. Do you trust the Mariner bats, who, by the way, stepped up in game two? Do you trust their bats more than our bats?
Sure.
So then you probably don't feel very good.
Oh, I feel great. I feel great. For the reason that I said going into game three against the Guardians, you play the game. You have no idea what's going to happen. Did we think in game one that as soon, and I text you guys as soon as I saw Melton was starting, because we didn't think it would. We thought it would be Montero, and then at least one of them, and then Melton. Mm-hmm. They decided to go with Melton, and I was kind of excited because he's done better as a starter than he has it coming out of the bullpen, and he gave them four really good innings. They end up winning that game. And so, yeah, I feel good because I don't know what Flaherty's going to be when he's on the mound. If the season that he had is what we're going to see in the postseason, then it's probably not a great prospect because it was one good, one bad, one good, one bad. But he's going to be on the mound. He's got a lot of postseason experience. And albeit, that was his best postseason performance against the Guardians, but you play the damn game.
I just love that you would compare the two. Like, the Lions are winning handily, feet kicked up, badass football
team.
Oh,
I know. You loathe it. And the Tigers are just doing what they have to do to win enough games to move on.
Who would I feel better about? The team that's rolling people or the team that won with wild pitch and a broken bat? Like, hey, dude, I'm not complaining about a split, but the question was, do you feel better or worse? I don't feel good knowing my team can't hit extra bases and is striking out at a ridiculous clip right now.
Yeah,
I don't
sucks.
Feel good knowing that the Scooble starts are far from guaranteed. So I love having him in game five, but the idea that I should feel good right now, I don't.
Well, okay, if we're going to talk about history, then what happened in game five last year? With a Scooble start.
Right.
The results weren't great. But you line up, you play the game, and the Tigers just have to do enough to win.
I'm not even putting out there that I think they're losing or they're winning. It's just, how do you feel after a split? 248-539-9797.
It is absolutely painful. It's torturous. But what did we say about this team for the past 3 months? They are a torturous, awful watch.
So then wouldn't it be the most fitting thing to feel bad about them but have them keep winning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's why I say you play the damn game.
John, I think they will. And I would encourage them to do just that. Let's get to Joe in Grosse Ile. Joe, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I feel good enough. Mm. I don't feel great because of the way they're hitting, but they're still playing. And to me, the whole season's going to come down to tomorrow. If they can win tomorrow, that guarantees they go back to Seattle. If they can't get by tomorrow, I'm not sure we get back to Seattle and back to Scooble, because Scooble is not losing to those guys in a game five. He will not. So, yeah, I feel good enough, but I wish they'd hit the doggone ball a little bit better.
Yeah.
Good enough is a good way of putting it.
Yeah, that's probably, I mean, the rant that you and I just went on is probably me saying that I feel good enough.
You feel good, and I think they did enough.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Put them together. We got ourselves a winning series.
Yeah, because splitting is what we needed to see them do. I think some of this is that they did it backwards.
How dare they?
Well, it impacts how people feel. Imagine a world where they lose the Melton start and you go, well, that was kind of expected. It's a bullpen day against a loaded offense. But then Scooble, you know, he nails them down and they tie the series up. It's the same result.
Yeah. And so I have the same feeling. I'm pretty happy that they're coming back 1-1.
I just wish I saw a little more out of the offense.
Well, we all do.
You know what it is? Jim, you know, I think you stressed more about last night, the lost opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, this town would be buzzing big time if they won that game last night.
Up 2-0, coming home.
Yeah. And it's all because they couldn't get a couple more hits. They got three. You can't give your ace any hit support, let alone run support. Now, technically, last night, the two runs in the eighth were run support for Scooble because he was still the pitcher of record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he
left the game with no runs on the board.
Exactly.
And, you know, they didn't give him much run support against Cleveland. And that, and you can date that back to last year. Heck, the Carpenter home run game that I went to, they didn't give him any run support. The home run was in the ninth.
How big was that Carp home run on Saturday?
Ooh, flashback.
Well, and how about them? They decide to leave their starter in. Carp had owned him. And he crushed him. Now, in game two, they didn't make the same mistake. They pulled Castillo, got their lefty in to face Carpenter.
I mean, this sounds crazy, as bad as the Tigers lineup is. But if I was in the playoffs or in big moments, I would almost pitch around Carpenter. Because who else is going to hit the home run?
Sure. We're talking both Tigers and Lions. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Josh in Birmingham. Josh, good morning.
Morning, guys. You got me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect. Sorry about that. Jim, I think I'm kind of in between both you guys, right? Like, definitely the missed opportunity, but still trying to be positive. And I think I'm a little more positive than maybe Jim is right now. But I would say the main thing outside of the hitting, obviously, that's causing the concern, especially for the long-term forecasting, if they do get by this series, is the Scooble starts aren't as guaranteed as we want them to be or that they should be. We even saw it in Game 1 Cleveland. They tried their very best to not win that one, too. So I think that's what's giving me the most pause, too, that they're not what they should be or what we want them to be.
Mm. Yeah. No, we do want Scooble starts to be automatic.
They've been anything but.
Well, especially against Seattle.
And it's not his fault. It'd be one thing if, this guy is just leaking oil and it's the end of the run and he's just giving up too much.
Yeah.
Gave up two solo shots. They had every right to win that game on the road yesterday and go up 2-0, but it's the same thing that holds this team back, that's been dragging them, like kind of like dead weight.
Yeah.
That kept them from spreading their wings and winning the division or that would keep them from advancing. They need to be able to hit even a little bit. If they hit even a little bit yesterday, they're up 2-0 right now.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to Dave. You're next up. Dave, you're on 97.1.
Hey, back to the gridiron.
Yeah.
That's all right?
Yeah, go for it.
So, yeah, thanks. Yeah, because pitchers and catchers report in February. Anyway, you're talking about the Lions and being the best team in the NFC. You can be the best team, but if you don't match up well against another team, like the only team that scares me in the NFC is Tampa Bay, because they match up real well with us.
Throwing the ball?
Yeah. I mean, they could possibly be the best team in the NFC.
Possibly.
When the Lions have faced Tampa, they tend to put in a ton of emphasis on throwing the football. Remember last year they threw it way too many times against Tampa?
Yeah, it was 55 times, I think it was the number that passes Goff threw, but it was 7 trips to the red zone, yeah, and they only scored once.
It was one of only 3 losses the Lions had all of last year. Now, yeah, the year before, they beat Tampa in a playoff game and in Tampa. It's a good competitive series between these two teams. Monday night's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's, 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Jeff in Royal Oak. Jeff, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
What's up?
Yeah, so my wife and I drove down to the game yesterday, the Lions game, and it was my first road game ever, and it was a great time. I swear half the crowd had to have been Lions fans. And those guys that are saying, you know, they're texting in, oh, the Lions, who'd they beat? I mean, what team are they watching? You know, never at that time did I think that, you know, Cincinnati was coming back. You know, they came back a little bit, but then when the Lions needed a drive, they put one together and scored and put the dagger in their heart. And I thought it was great, too, that Montgomery, he got a lot of carries. I did not know this, but talking to Cincy fans, I guess he went to school right around there.
Yeah.
So he was from there. So he got to show up for his family and his fans.
Leading rusher, he threw a touchdown. He played a little high school quarterback back in the day. And you know, the story that they highlighted on the broadcast of his sister, who was, you know, tragically paralyzed, she was at that game for the first time to watch him. So it was a really cool feel-good story for David Montgomery.
Oh, it was awesome.
All right. You feeling good about the Tigers? 248-539-9797. We won't turn you away if you want to talk Lions. We got both teams in the mix. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. And if you're looking for a stylish SUV, you can lease a new Buick Envista or a stunning new Buick Encore GX for just $229 a month. Both are exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick. These deals are happening right now and at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets final price based on due at signing amount of $3,569. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents a mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions do apply. Visit gmcofferinfo.com. That's gmcofferinfo.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ho-hum, Lions on the road, win convincingly, double digits. Not enough for some people. I don't know who some people are. But that's what this team does. They're in rarefied air. They are letdown proof. They double-digit disco people seemingly every week. They were perfect 5-of-5 in the red zone. And for anybody going, well, they let Cincy back in the game. No, they didn't. They let us sweat out the bet.
Right. They never trailed by, you know, when it mattered, they never trailed by two possessions. Yeah, or never led by less than two possessions.
It was never a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. At no point were the Lions going to lose that football game. So, if you want to say Jake Browning's bad and the Bengals are bad, fine. But Detroit's doing this like every week now.
Mm-hmm. It's what we've come to expect. And is it realistic that they win by double digits every week? No. It's not going to happen. And who knows what happens when they face the Chiefs at Arrowhead this weekend. It's a completely different environment and a different team. And we don't know really what to make of the Chiefs this year. They haven't been the Chiefs of old. And is it simply they don't have enough at wide receiver with Rashee Rice out and suspended?
You get a chance to watch them tonight. Their offense came alive a little bit last week. They'll play in Jacksonville on Monday Night Football. We're taking Lions phone calls. It's a victory Monday. Call in, talk about this team. I said they're the best in the NFC. It was in an overreaction, but I don't think it's an overreaction. John, you've asked people about the surprise level. Like, you're surprised at this team being 4-1. It's not what people have forecasted. This team has gelled and come together and looked like a complete football team way quicker than anybody anticipated. 248-539-9797. And then there's the Tigers. Oh, yeah, there's playoff baseball going on. They're going to be in town, back home at Comerica Park, playing Tuesday. They did the job this weekend. They split the series. Do you feel better or worse after the split? And I would love to tell you I feel good because that was the goal. Go in and split. I expect them to go in and split, put themselves in a great position. 26 strikeouts over the weekend. I don't feel better.
So I know you say that. And it just because it didn't happen in the order of which you thought it would happen. It didn't happen because you didn't win the Scooble start, and you won the pitching chaos day with Troy Melton going four innings, four really good innings.
He looked good. He looked confident. But even if the order was reversed, if you told me they had three extra base hits and 26 strikeouts, I wouldn't feel very good about their approach at the plate. I think they're making it way too hard on themselves. I would not be happy with that performance.
Sure. Same thing they did against Cleveland.
Yeah. But this is, to your point, a better team than Cleveland. Their bats are far more potent. So with Cleveland, you were just, hey, you're going to get four to five times as many chances as the Guardians, and all you got to do is break through one of those times. You're not going to have that many more chances than Seattle, and in fact, Seattle has the ability with one swing of the bat. They're one of the most prolific, prodigious power teams in baseball. They can get away with it. They don't need as many chances. Detroit needs a ton of chances because they don't capitalize.
The reason I'm on Jim's corner is because I feel like they had to win those types of games in this series. The low scoring, you're biting your nails type game because of the respect of the Mariners lineup. Now, who knows? The Mariners might never get it clicking here, but you're playing with fire and you have to win those kind of games because that's who you are.
And they can. They can. At no point have I said the series is over and Seattle's going to win. Detroit absolutely can win ugly and grimy and gross, but the fact that it has to be ugly and grimy and gross doesn't give you a lot of encouragement.
Well, I mean, we said before the series started, Seattle's, you're going to have to hold them down. They're going to have to be lesser than they normally are offensively. And the fact that they hit here in July, you know, so the stadium, dimensions is something that sometimes would favor you against a team like that, doesn't really apply here, you know. And you just saw it last night, like those guys back-to-back doubles. It's just like it happened so fast.
Well, their top of the order, 1 through 4, went 6 for 16, 2 doubles, 2 homers. Their stars were stars yesterday.
Yeah.
Detroit doesn't have those stars.
And that against Mize and Flaherty, you know, even if they do hold serve, you know, and keep the Tigers in the game, they're only going to get to the 4th or 5th inning. And it just, man.
Yeah, trust me, no one is sitting there going, oh, we have better pitching or our bullpen is better. We just need it to be better on Tuesday night.
And that lineup, the later you get in the series, the more familiar they're going to get with this bullpen. It just feels like it's a ticking time bomb to me.
I wondered about that too, because I believe Finnegan faced the same guys back-to-back days.
I don't know off the top of my head.
And I know that's something AJ tends to want to avoid. Now,
sure.
You can't
avoid it in a 5-game series. Yeah.
Well, let's face it. Last night, he could have at least let Scooble start the 8th with the pitch count. I know it's not what they do all season long, but the pitch was at 92.
I think it's 96 or 97.
Okay.
But you could have started the inning, to your point.
We could have gone batter by batter.
Let's get to the phones. Again, dealer's choice. Lions, Tigers, plenty to talk about. Let's start with Nick and Flint. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm kind of disappointed with the way that the reaction is kind of shaping up to the Lions this year, man. 2 years in a row now, we've been pounding the ground, you know, biting kneecaps. And I feel like we're forgetting that we lived through decades of the brown bag on the head, same old Lions, and that's not us anymore. So for us to go in and do what we're doing, and these guys, you know, gelling the way they are, just anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday, and we're going out and making it happen. And I think that's something we need to encourage and embrace and say, hey, the Lions are here to stay. This is who we are, and be proud of what we're doing.
I agree. It feels a little bit like we're kind of acting like a spoiled fan base. Like, you know, hey, well, look at who we've played. Like, this is not Bowling Green, New Mexico, UNLV. These are NFL football teams, and a large part of those games have been played in the opponents. The best teams you played have been in their stadiums.
Yeah. It's so funny, because if any fan base was going to be the opposite of spoiled,
it would be the Lions. Yeah.
It's like, come on. We're supposed to thumb our noses at 13-point road wins, after a 24-point win, after a beatdown in Baltimore, after a 50-burger in Chicago.
Right.
And God forbid Lions fans are feeling good about their football team.
Right, and we all knew, and we all predicted. I don't think there was anybody on this show that didn't think that the Lions were going to go to Cincinnati and win.
Correct.
It. If you don't like how they did it, like I still don't understand that. Dan said it in his post-game, like, okay, it wasn't perfect, but you went on the road and you beat an NFL team.
But you understand that, like, they have things to clean up, and yet they still have full game control, no chance for Cincy to win the game, and you want your style points? I mean, John, again, this team's rolling. I don't know what more people want to see or need to see. They have not beaten the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay? They haven't played the Eagles yet. Like,
no.
It's just so weird. Like, what more did you want to see? Are we propping up the Eagles, who lost yesterday at home, blew a 14-point lead? No. How about Buffalo? Ask them about how good they are. They went on out and lost a home game to the New England Patriots. So what more did you need to see from the Lions to feel good about this team? They needed to beat, like, the Monstars I'm not really sure. Like, they've played the schedule they've played. They have the best record in football. They have convincing results along the way. And no point does the other team have a chance. They don't let up. They don't let down. What is there to complain about with this football team? If you want to have a real conversation about, hey, this Decker thing, I'm a little curious how they're going to manage him. They need to get him right at the end of the year. 100%. DJ Reed, they don't have the number one corner. That could be a problem late in the year. Good thing it's not a season-ending injury. Like, there's plenty to discuss that didn't go perfect for Detroit, but to push back any optimism with they haven't played anybody,
well, and
I don't get it.
Let's go back a couple of years. And you don't have to go back that far, because the question coming out of halftime was always, was the team going to be able to come out of halftime and do something? Because that was kind of their bugaboo a couple of years ago. So, you know, you go into the halftime up 14-3. Well, how did they come out? Interception, get the ball back to the offense. Five plays later, touchdown. Okay, well, let's put the defense back out there. Not because now you're only up 21-3. And what does the defense do? Three and out. And then what does the offense do? Seven plays, 80 yards, over 4 minutes. Touchdown. Now you're up 28-3.
Like, John, Ja'Marr Chase was a 65-yard score.
Yeah.
And Amik, who I thought played a good game for the most part, he got beat bad on that play. The double move, sure. And then Chase has got him, and he's wide open, and a touchdown.
Is Ja'Marr Chase good?
Ja'Marr Chase is really good. Probably the best receiver in football, 1A, 1B. But he scores this touchdown. You go, oh, how could the Lions have blown the coverage? Here we go. They're up 11 after that play. Mm-hmm. And then they go down and score again. At no point was the game in doubt. I don't get it with some people. Tiger fans, Lions fans, we're going to talk to you guys. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather here with some big news. America's best 5G networks wants you to bring in your AT&T and T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan. And they let everyone get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a post-paid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mariner bat stepped up. Rally, Rodriguez, Polanco. Waste of school will start. But split over the weekend. Tiger fans, you feeling better? You feeling worse? Comerica Park on Tuesday. Let's get to Adam in Flushing. Adam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. I just wanted to talk about the Tigers and like how they left Luis Castillo. They let him off the hook. Like, he threw 50-plus pitches after two innings. We had him on the ropes a couple times, and they just strike out. And the most frustrating thing to watch, like, clearly when you put the ball in play, something can happen, as we saw with Naylor bobbling that ball over at first base later in the game, and then we ended up, you know, tying the game up because of it. They took advantage of a mistake. And when you don't put the ball in play, there's no mistakes to be made from the other team. And at this point in time with the Tigers' offense, it's like they almost need every single break that they can get, because it seems like they can't do anything right. You know, Riley Green strikes out nearly every time. Carpenter's the only power bat we have. Yes, Torkelson, you know, he came through last night, which is great, but, you know, Gleyber Torres, he's been super cold. You're pinch hitting Wenzel Perez, who's been pretty cold for Cole Keith. I know he just got back from injury, but it's super frustrating to watch. We let Castillo off the hook, and we just wasted a really good opportunity to come back. Because, you know, think about it. If you get their pitcher out of the game,
the bullpen
was already taxed, and, you know, there's going to be trouble for Seattle. But they, you know, credit to Seattle, their bats, their big boys, they showed up, and our guys didn't, and it sucks.
Yeah, Castillo had four walks. He gets chased early. You had two on. Now, they went with their lefty. They learned the lesson from the day before. They weren't going to let Carpenter beat him. He had the big homer on Saturday. Detroit's runs late on Saturday, their big go-ahead run, was the result of a walk, wild pitch, broken bat. But again, put the ball in play and see what happens.
Yeah.
Their runs yesterday, walk, error, double where the ball kind of gets stuck. Put the ball in play.
Yep.
The problem is they struck out 26 times this weekend, and they only had three extra base hits, which means they're going to have to single somebody to death, and that's hard to do when you're striking out a ton. It's like, hey, if you're going to be a free-swinging team, I need to have some of the power that I get from Seattle. I mean, that's them roping a couple doubles and hitting a couple homers, and that was the difference yesterday.
Yep, some of the contact. You're just not getting a lot of contact.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Jason in Northville. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, just want to talk about the Tigers really quick. Your previous caller made a good point about putting the ball in play. I mean, Seattle's the third worst defensive baseball team in all of baseball. But what I'm really nervous about is that we don't execute fundamentally just hitting the ball situationally. I don't know how many times I've seen in the last week where we've got runners in scoring position, we get a pop out to shortstop or a foul out behind home plate, or we just can't simply move a runner along. We expand our strike zone, swing at all these horrible pitches. And to your point, we need breaks everywhere. And you're not going to get those all the time. I don't feel very optimistic coming home right now like a lot of other people do. I just don't. I mean, they beat Skubal three times this year, once in Seattle, Comerica in the summertime, and then yesterday. They know our bullpen. The further and further we keep using our bullpen, to your point earlier, you know, AJ doesn't want to do those matchups where they keep using the same people, but Seattle's got great bats. I don't feel good about this week, them coming home as much as I should, because we're just not doing the basic things right. We're not doing anything really offensively to give me any type of hope. The strikeouts are gross. I know a slider going low and away to right-handed hitters is coming every single time sitting on my couch, and yet Javi Baez is going to swing for the fences and try and pull that pitch. I know they know it. I know it. But for whatever reason, it consistently happens. So I don't think any of that's going to change. We do need every little break, and I just don't feel really good going into this week like everyone else does. So I appreciate you guys, you know, taking my call, and you guys have a great rest of the day.
Dude, thanks, Jason. Appreciate the thoughts. Yeah, I mean, look, Saturday strikeout, some of that was a ridiculous strike zone. Mm-hmm. Like, apparently everything's a strike. It's the largest strike zone I'd ever seen. The pitch, like, high.
It was both ways.
Chin is a strike. Yeah. But the Tigers' strikeout problems are beyond what happened Saturday, right? It was 10 strikeouts on Sunday. It's 59 in five playoff games. Like, that's a little more of just their problem beyond a bad strike zone on Saturday. And you're right. It makes it, like, this team, like, it's got to be the hard way.
It does. And, I mean, it's... How about, was it second inning when Javi gets up and the first pitch, he goes to bunt. And it was halfway into the other batter's box. And it was, it didn't appear like that was something that he just tried. I don't know that was necessarily called.
Probably not.
By A.J. Hinch. And, you know, he's, even at that time, he's chasing. Now, I don't want to, you know, slam Javi too much because he's, of the bats, he's been one of them in the postseason that's shown up. But it was ironic that he's trying to butt a ball in the other batter's box. And he actually got a bat on it. It was a foul ball. So, but they just haven't, my point being, that was a situation where he's just trying to move. Two guys that walked, Keith and McKinstry, move him along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his hit ended up being very much like a bunt and moved him along, but he was out. So, you know, now you get runners on second and third, two outs.
I thought it was a good point, too, he made that this is not a good defense for Seattle. Get him moving a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the whole thing is, and then we go back to Riley Green saying, well, you know, no one cares about the strikeouts. Well, yes, everyone does, because if you put the ball in play, even some of those routine, you know, should be an out, doesn't necessarily be coming out if you're playing against a team that's not good defensively.
All right, TJ Lang's going to join us at 9 o'clock, get some of his thoughts on the Lions. We've got Overreact Gyms coming up, but first, Heather with the news.
Well, excuse me, Bad Bunny hosted the season premiere of Saturday Night Live, and he used his opening monologue to, my goodness, excuse me,
that's all right.
It's okay. Take a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He wanted to send a message.
He did. He addressed the backlash surrounding the NFL's decision to book him for this year's Super Bowl halftime show. He did say he was excited for the opportunity, and he did jokingly tell critics that they have some time to learn Spanish. He had some fun with it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah. That's what you do, right?
You have to.
Yes. Oh my gosh, listen to this story. A beloved horse died over the weekend pulling a carriage in Frankenmuth. Oh my goodness. The carriage company says Ruby suffered a sudden medical emergency, passed away instantly on the scene. The driver of the carriage was not injured. In fact, there were no passengers at the time, so nobody was injured. But they did go back and kind of share the horse's story, how Ruby was rescued from this kill pen just before she was like sent away to be slaughtered. And at the time, she was still terrified to be around people. But as time went on, she learned that, you know, wait, I can trust people again. And she said everyone loved her and spoiled her with treats and brushings and, you know, and just some love. So sad story to hear that for sure. Also, more sad news. Two people were killed. 12 others were wounded in Montgomery, Alabama on Saturday night when apparently rival gunmen opened fire in a really crowded downtown area. So the victims have been identified, a 17-year-old boy and a 43-year-old woman. Mm. Of those who were wounded, seven were teenagers, five hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. And police say that this mass shooting happened in the city's busy tourist district. It was right after a football game, even though there was no affiliation to the football game. That's when it happened. So the streets were very crowded, and they're calling it just a very much avoidable act. Yeah. Basically, they're still searching for a motive. They're still searching for the suspects. There is a $50,000 reward being offered for information that leads to an arrest. So Michigan saw record temperatures over the weekend. I know we all felt them. Yeah. Multiple cities hit 89 degrees on Saturday, breaking records that were set over 100 years ago. So in Traverse City on Saturday, it tied its warmest October day on record, matching 89 degrees set last last time in 1922.
Wow.
Tons of other cities. Alpena, Jackson, Lansing, Flint all hit 89 degrees. Ann Arbor set a record for 88 degrees. In Detroit, we saw 87 degrees. The record is 89 degrees in Detroit set in 1951. So everyone saw record temperatures, yep, basically. So what's next, though? We're going to have some rainfall this evening into tomorrow, which is going to cool the temperatures down. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, temperatures in the 60s. We will be highs of 70s. This weekend.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
We'll get that October weather.
Jeans and flannels.
Soon.
Any day now. All right. Overreact Jim's next. TJ Lang, top of the hour, 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. So whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.